Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There were other remembrances last night. Neighbors held a candlelight vigil in Dorchester for the youngest bombing victim, 8-year-old Martin Richard. And at the First Parish Dorchester Unitarian Universalist Church, there was a special prayer service attended by over 100 parishioners. The church's minister, the Reverend Arthur Lavoie, joins us this morning. Good morning, Reverend, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, for inviting me to do this.
Reverend, let me ask you, what was your message to your congregation last night, and by extension to the entire city?
When a tragedy like this happens, we often start asking questions that begin with why. Why did this happen? Why us? Why this family? Why this person and not another? Why was I spared, perhaps, if people were down there? And I would suggest that there are no really good answers to those questions. That what we need to be asking is what we're going to do next, because there is no God who is going to come down and fix this for us. We have been called by God, by love, to embody that sacred presence and to be the hands and the hearts and the voices for each other's healing and wholeness, that it's our responsibility to build the beloved community that Dr. King spoke of, to stand in the face of violence and proclaim that we stand for love and hope and healing and forgiveness, and to reach out to comfort each other, to listen to each other, to help each other to heal and to move through this horrific event.
Reverend, what do you say to people, and many people, I think, who have trouble finding faith in the wake of such horrific tragedies?
Life is filled with tragedy. It can be a natural disaster. It can be, you know, some kind of man-made violence, hunger, poverty. I mean, that's part of life in this world. And our faith calls us to understand that whatever we consider God to be, that holy presence stands with us in the midst of everything we experience, whether it's, you know, something tragic or some moment of joy. Our faith is to know that we don't walk alone, that we are accompanied both by the presence of God and also by each other who embody that sacred presence.
And what about the youngest among us who perhaps have the simplest but yet the biggest questions and don't fully understand, the children? How do you answer their questions and fears?
I think that's a developmental issue, that you take their lead, you know, that answer very concretely, you know, why did this happen? Well, we don't know, but we, the adults, your parents, will protect you and keep you safe as much as we can. You know, that's kind of often what kids are looking for. Are you going to take care of me? Are you going to make sure this doesn't happen? And we can't get into the explanation, well, we're not sure, we can protect you from everything. And, you know, the kids don't want that. They want something more. Yes. We're going to take care of you. We're going to protect you as much as we can and answer the questions that they ask without going into a lot of detail. Don't keep the TV on showing them all the horrific images unless they specifically say, no, I really need to see some of this. That'll help me understand. Kids who are a little older, you know, a little more mature may be able to watch some of it or to know about some of that, but accompany them. Be with them. Don't let them watch this stuff alone.
Reverend Arthur Lavoie of the First Parish Dorchester Unitarian Universalist Church, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're welcome.